The Monrovia City Corporation sacked 9 employees on Wednesday as demanded by CSA boss Josiah Jokey during his news conference on Tuesday. Boy Kokoi is one of the 9 dismissed employees. He denies insulting the president on Facebook. He said he and the other 8 were terminated because they are supporters of the Opposition Coalition for Democratic Change, CDC.
Hearing my name today as one of the employees, part of the non-staff, on social media insulting the presidency, it took me by surprise. It is clear that I'm a sedition. Even while in active political activities, to say I wrote on social media or making comment on the radio insulting the president, this is lie, this is false, this is misleading. No evidence whatsoever anywhere. For me, it's sad for me. I just feel for my 2 children, my 2 kids. Where am I going to start from? Why are you wishing a young man like me?
However, CSA boss Jokey noted there are policies that govern government employees, and posting denigrating statements on Facebook about the president is contrary to those guidelines.
It's by law and policy. So we have the Act establishing the Civil Service Agency of 1973, and we have all the policies and regulations that we promulgated. They are available at the CSA. It's not opinion. We're not talking about if you work for an entity, your behavior and your actions have to be compatible with the status. So let me turn it the other way around. When you work for the entity, do you engage in acts that undermine the work or harm the reputation of the entity? There are handbooks that you follow.
Michael Joseph is the executive director of the Center for Media Studies and Peace Building, Freedom of Expression and Media Advocacy. He told the VOA that the dismissed employees should have been given due process.
As an advocate for freedom of expression, we believe that everyone should be able to freely express themselves and take responsibility for the abuse thereof, as enshrined in our laws. But equally so, every institution has their own human resource manual. Winning insults on the president, it shouldn't be summarily dismissed. Or, as an advocate for freedom of expression, we in no way support that. You make an opinion, maybe express some dissatisfaction on the performance of the government or officials of the government, doesn't warrant a dismissal. They should be taking the task under the laws. They should be given an opportunity to exonerate themselves, give them due process.
The incident has generated mixed reaction among Liberians. Some government officials expressed dissatisfaction. Others are concerned the Bwaka administration is doing the same thing they once criticized as part of the opposition. For Daybreak Africa, I'm Denise Nipsin in Monrovia, Liberia.